Thank you, Mr. Chair. We thank the Human Rights Council for convening the social forum. Indeed, the theme of this year's forum is very timely, topical, particularly when we all are passing through a trying time due to COVID-19. We thank all the speakers and the panelists for their thoughtful deliberations. The 2030 agenda calls for mobilizing efforts to end all forms of poverty, fight inequalities, and tackle climate change. 5 years on, we are still grappling with these three interlinked challenges in our way of achieving the SDGs grounded on human rights. Solutions in one have an impact on the others as they are mutually supportive. The government of Bangladesh has embarked on a journey to transform Bangladesh into a middle-income country by 2021 and a developed country by 2041. We could achieve one of the fastest poverty reduction rates in the world by bringing it down to 20.5% and for extreme poverty in 2019 to 10.5%. As a low-lying country, Bangladesh is at high risk of climate change. We are lifting our people out of poverty while developing strong resilience against climate change. Mr. Chair, the path to overcome the scourge of poverty and inequality remains daunting, but not insurmountable. With that in mind, I have 4 points to make. First, solidarity and partnership lie at the heart of the SDGs and the 2030 agenda. The developed countries must come forward to support the efforts of the developing countries effectively, particularly in the form of finance, technology transfer, and capacity building. In addition, South-South and triangular cooperation must be reinforced as a complement to North-South cooperation for accelerating social and economic transformation. Second, while efforts must be made to remove structural impediments to development, it is also crucial to ensure fair distribution of the benefits of development and create equal opportunity for all in their access to rights, including rights to food, education, health, and housing. Third, private sector must be engaged in investment and sustainable trade and bring forth innovative and inclusive business models in order to overcome the obstacles to development and to the realization of human rights. Fourth, climate change exacerbates existing poverty and inequality. Climate action should be pursued in a way that prevents more people from falling into poverty trap. Mr. Chair, the COVID-19 response and recovery process provides us with an opportunity to work together in addressing existing inequalities. If we fail to seize it, poverty, exclusion, inequality, discrimination, and unemployment would make us more vulnerable to future threats. I thank you, sir.